This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Flying Dog Guard Dog, Beard the Guard. It's a Category 16D Beard the Guard. Now, this one's not listed in the style guidelines as a classic example, but I saw it in the store and picked it up just on a lark to see if... see if it actually was a decent example of the style. Maybe it's something we'd think about putting in a future release. It's got some stats on the bottle. It says it's 5.5% ABV and 27 IBUs. So, you know, that's pretty close. It's a little light on the alcohol, but yeah, it's reasonable. So there are three different kinds of beer de garde that are typically made. They're blonde, amber, and brown, and that's just sort of our classification for them. You know, brewers put them out in the market that way, and they're all going to have a different balance of flavors, obviously, since the darker colors are coming from darker malts. And as oftentimes when you change the balance of the dark malts, you often will change the balance of the hops as well. So those are some things to keep in mind. Whenever you get a beer to garden competition, the first thing you should be doing after you pour it is figure out which of the three it is so you can judge it appropriately. Pouring this one in the glass, it's clearly a blonde beer to garden. So it's a deep gold color. It's got a just a slight haze and a moderate-sized off-white head. So all that is fine for a blonde beer to guard, so I'll give it a 3. Smelling it, it's got a toasty malt. Sort of a medium light floral spicy hop note, which is slightly unusual. Getting some moderate esters. That toasty malt is very typical, and the esters are also very nice. So I mean, it is coming off as a malt forward beer, but I'm getting a little bit of hops, which is a touch high. Although, like I said, in the blonde style, you have to allow for a little bit more hop character. You know, it's sort of like in a Maybach. You can get some more hop character compared to a traditional Bach. It's sort of like the same in Beer de Garde. You know, they're almost in the same class. They're sort of malty beers, and you can get sort of different colors of them, and the different colors have different hop characters to balance. So that doesn't bother me too much. I just made note of it. I'll give it a 10. The flavor. It's malty sweet, toasty, very light caramel, a medium low bitterness. It has sort of a malty palate and finish, but the finish is on the dry side. I'm getting a medium-low spicy hop flavor. It has a clean palate, but it seems ale-like, not lager-like. I mean, it is smooth, but it's a little rougher than some of the traditional French ones. I do like that it's sort of malty, toasty, maybe a touch bready, that the malt is forward. That's all very, very typical for the style. The flavors are usually a little bit smoother, but this really isn't too bad. I'll give it a 16. I like that they played up the toasty malt. The mouthfeel has a medium body. medium to medium low carbonation. It is smooth, not as smooth as some. I'm not really getting any alcohol warmth, but there is a slight hint of alcohol. Like I said, it's a 5.5 beer, so you know, you might get a touch. So I will give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, it's a nice job. It's a nice job for an American interpretation of it, particularly when it seems more ale-like than lager-like. Usually, it doesn't have to be made as a lager, but a lot of the traditional French ones taste like a lager yeast driven on the warm side. You know, there is a certain smoothness to lager yeast, even when it's kicking off esters. And I think that helps play up the malt. This one is a little rougher and has a little bit more of the ale-like fermentation character. The hops are a little forward, but I love the malt profile, the toastiness. There are some esters in it, and that's good. So it's not in the classic example of the guidelines, but I think I would strongly consider putting that in the next one. It's a credible example. And if you have trouble finding beer de garde where you are, and you do have this one, you could pick it up and get a reasonable idea of what a blonde beer de garde is. The amber and dark ones will have less malt character and more of a deeper caramely flavors. But you know, the overall idea is there. Again, you know, I would compare it to the difference between a Maibock and a traditional Bock. They can vary in color, but you know, there's more to it than just that. The color implies a malt flavor, and the balance of hops changes somewhat, and you have to allow for that. So it is sort of a broad style. You know, there are well-known examples in each of the three subclasses. So as a judge, you have to be open-minded. You can't judge all the beers as if it were, you know, your favorite example, because they could be trying for a different variation. It's more of a general technique and balance than particular narrow style. So keep that in mind. It's a nice style. It's a malty beer, so that makes it usually quite flavorful and easy to drink. So I'll give this one an 8 overall, which gives me a total of 42. It's a nice score, and certainly high enough for me to think about putting it in the next round of the guidelines. So that's the Flying Dog Seasonal Guard Dog, and that's a Category 16D Beer de Garde of the blonde variety.